Testing, one, two, three, test. Test, one, two, three, test. Test, one, two, three, test. Testing, one, two, three, testing, one, two, three.
The lock just worked.
They'll flicker in.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And that one's actually, I saw the wave.
I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome everyone tonight to the November 24th, 2014 regular Othello City Council meeting. Would you all please rise as I open with a short prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the opportunity to gather and assemble peacefully to consider and deliberate the city of this business, of this city, the business of this city. We pray for the calm in Ferguson, Missouri, and the situations that that city faces. We pray that that would never happen in our city. We just thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding tonight for this council to make the best decisions for this city. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Item 1.3 on our agenda is the roll call. I would like to note that all city council is present, and we'll continue on in our budget to item, or I mean in our, on our agenda to item 1.4 on the citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight who would like to make input? We had our first hand came from Eric. Eric Morgan, sorry. Would you please come? You have up to 5 minutes to speak. State your name and address and address.
I never talk that long. Okay. Eric Morgan. Tonight I'm representing the museum. What I want to say here now is that on June 13th of 2015 is going to be our opening. We're highlighting the Air Force Base, the radar base up here on the hill, and we're going to have people in, hopefully, from all over the country. I've got Tommy Tindall's address book that he had for his reunions, so we may have people in here from all over the nation. Everybody we've got an address for, we're going to send an invite to. So what I'm encouraging the city to do, and I understand from Wade, is that it's already in the works to have the jet cleaned up and refurbished. For this and would like to have it done before the opening. And I said that's June 13th of 2015, so you got plenty of time. And if you know people around the area that was stationed up there, make sure they know about it too. And we'll send out invites, we'll have advertisements in the newspaper and stuff. But I wanted to let the council be aware of this so they can do their part to help us out. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. This is Sean Bates.
Mayor and Council, for the record, my name is Sean Bates. I live at 1156 East Juniper Street here in Othello. I've got a couple of issues I want to address tonight. I'm going to just this one right now. Tonight, you've got a couple of budget items for consideration. First is the tourism advertising funds allotment from the 4% tax on lodging collected by the local hotels, known as the 2% tax. I've been reviewing some figures, and I see that the American Fiesta Amistad was allotted close to $4,000 a couple of years ago. And for this coming year, is proposed to only receive $2,000 in advertising funds. And this is a chicken and egg equation. The more dollars that go into advertising, the more folks that get the message and show up for an event. And this is true for all the events that are competing for tourism dollars this and every year. Looking at the proposed amounts before you today, I see the allotment for another event that has received $4,000 last year is being posted as recommended to get $8,000 in the coming year. And I'm in favor of a fair and helpful addition when possible for all the events. I'm a fun and games kind of guy. Believe it or not, I love to have fun. That's my favorite thing to do. But I've got to ask the question of whether the American Fiesta Amistad could get at least what it has historically received in the past so that we can get the word out and invite as many friends from out of town as possible. There are many folks who come from around out of state, Oregon. They come here for day trips with their families. They shop our stores, buy gas. Some even stay at our local hotels and motel establishments. And I'm asking you, please, to send this proposed tourism dollar budget back for reconsideration. It's good. It can be better. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Continuing on, is there any other citizen input? Please raise your hand. Michael Crozier.
Well, since it's budget related and there will be a public hearing, I'm wondering...
Step up to the mic.
If it's budget related, we are going to have a public hearing. You'll have your opportunity. Thank you.
I would like to wait until then.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, moving on to item two, the approval of the agenda. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Item number three, consent agenda. This time I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to our current business. Tonight we have a presentation from Stephen McFadden. Pat Simmons is also present. Ken Johnson may have a few words as a member of the ACDC Council, as well as Wade Ferris and Pat Simmons, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, I am Stephen McFadden, the new Adams County Economic Development Director. And when I say new, I've been involved with economic development since 2007 in Adams County as a founding member of the nonprofit Adams County Development Council, of which Ken Johnson is currently the chair. I've also been the publisher owner of the Ritzville Adams County Journal for the last 10 years and recently changed full-time careers to go to work for the county. I answer directly to the elected Adams County commissioners.
Can I stop you just a second? Could you come closer to the microphone?
You bet.
So it can be heard?
Okay.
Okay. Is that better, Mike? Can you hear now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, we have been talking since I started in June about how to elevate Adams County's presence in terms of economic development. And if you follow the growth around us, Grant County, Lincoln County, Spokane County, the Tri-Cities region, Yakima County, in Eastern Washington have been hugely successful in economic development. While we have struggled to do industry economic development, create jobs, and also provide the workforce training necessary when we do create jobs. So recently, we entertained a proposal from the Boyd Company, of which I believe you've been given a copy of the proposal, as well as the letter from Ken Johnson mapping out the process. So I'm here tonight to answer any questions you may have about this project. I am currently representing ACDC in front of all the cities and towns and the Port of Othello, seeking solidarity in this effort to do a national level economic development project, the likes of which have not been done in this county ever. So the Boyd Group proposal looks to do something we've not ever done, and that's completely analyze the economics of locating a manufacturing slash industrial complex inside of Adams County in two specific industries sectors, food processing and logistics and distribution warehousing. Currently, the thought is that food processing fits with what's already occurred in terms of industry in Othello. And due to I-90 and 395's intersect in Ritzville, dry warehousing and distribution and logistics would fit really well there. Also, you have the mainline rail from Burlington, Northern Santa Fe, a Class 1 line. We are trying to do a project much like what we did in 2007 when we first formed ACDC and there was a countywide economic development assessment done. But we're wanting to do it at a much higher level. This proposal that we bring before you features the work of one of the best known site selector firms in the nation, and that's the Boyd Group, based in Princeton, New Jersey. And I come to you tonight with a sort of a stack of references from around the nation of businesses that have been using his services over the past 20 years. And most of these references, these individuals have been using his services multiple times. What we're asking the City Council of Othello to consider is partnering with us in this process with a $10,000 investment in a $78,500 maximum expense over the next 6 months as we do this project. The Adams County Commissioners have committed $25,000 to the project out of the .09 Economic Development Fund. The Adams County Development Council has approved unanimously to tap its reserves for an additional $25,000. The Port of Othello Commissioners last Tuesday voted unanimously to invest $10,000. The City of Ritzville last Tuesday also voted to provide $2,500 in financing for this project. And after tonight, I'll be in front of the Town of Wind tomorrow night, and in early December, the Town of Washtenaw and the Town of Hatton. So that's the brass tacks of where we are today. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions from you about this project.
Okay, Stephen, I've reviewed the proposal. It's as you said that the and also the letter that Ken Johnson provided. I agree with you that we've never done anything at this level before, and so what I'm curious to find out is what the council thinks, as you've had a chance to take a look at these documents, what type of arrangement, what type of work and the scope of work that they're going to do for the City of Othello and for the county as a whole. This is a regional Adams County project, and hiring someone of this caliber, a national caliber firm, we just want to, as a council, be sure that this is the direction we want to go in, that this is the right steps to take, and so I'm curious to hear what the council has to say about it.
It's kind of the costs and the breakdown of the costs, where did that come from?
Back when we did the first countywide study, we broke it down based on the size of the jurisdictions. This particular study is substantially more expensive than that original one, which is why the county and the Development Council are bearing the largest brunt. We could not effectively go to Ritzville with a population of 1,700 and ask them for the $10,000 amount. So when we looked at it, we looked at population and how to split it, and also how much industrial presence there is in the areas that will benefit, hopefully, immediately as a result of this study. One of the things the Boyd Group does is they represent the businesses and industries that are looking for locations to site. They also represent economic development entities. The results of this study will be presented to all of the Boyd Group's clients in those two particular industry sectors. And what we're hoping that generates is site visits, that we get an opportunity to talk to CEOs who are looking for places to put their next plant. So we tried to balance the investment based on how much industry is already present and based on the size and the scope of the community that we're asking for an investment from, which goes to, we're asking the town of Washtenaw for 500 and the town of Hatton for 250. And ultimately, at the end of the day, that's a small dollar amount, but that's buy-in in this process and commitment as well to respond when the Boyd Group makes contact, because you've invested in this progress, so you have skin in the game.
How about like the Port Districts?
Port District's in at 10,000 already. They've already voted unanimously. They did that last week.
Yeah, and there's only one Port District in the county, so.
That's right. There aren't. That is the only one in the entire county.
Well, you know what? I think it's a significant investment. However, it's far less than if we went out and contracted with the Boyd Company alone.
Yes.
So, and I think that the possible benefits that we could get from it could far outweigh the $10,000 we'll invest.
If we site one 100,000 square foot manufacturing operation in Adams County, the taxes generated by it over a period of time will more than pay for the collective investment. And those that were here in 2007 know that I said what's good for Othello is good for Ritzville, and what's good for Washtenaw is good for the Port of Othello, and so on. My role is specifically to work collectively on behalf of the entire county to bring growth. I did want, if I could, to read one specific comment from one of the references. And this firm is out of Las Vegas, and this is Ralph Murphy, and he is the president of a company with a really long name. It's an automated storage and retrieval consumables distribution facility. It's called RitCorp. I can assure you that Jack and his team will provide a bulletproof and compelling story about why Adams County should be on site selection radar screens. Jack's superior understanding of the selection process will allow him to present the benefits of your local market in a context that best positions you relative to other regions you may contend with for business. Everyone I've talked to provides the same kind of comment about the services that he provides. So I believe that we're bringing you the firm best equipped to deliver us the best possible opportunity.
I think it's a good thing myself for the money. Mm-hmm. But what I, you know, in the past and doing business here around the Columbia Basin, you know, Adams County has higher power than Moses Lake. What can you do to make sure they don't swing to, you know, into Moses Lake, Grant County, and keep them in Adams County? Because I think we've lost a lot of business because of that.
Well, part of it is, yes, you're right in a sense, but we also have Big Bend Electric Cooperative, and the regions of this county served by Big Bend Electric Cooperative are actually more competitive in terms of rates. Not as well priced as Grant County, but pretty darn close. The other matter is, anybody that the Boyd Group brings to us, they're coming to us, and those leads will not be shared in the competing counties around us.
So for in the Othello city limits, Big Bend is here, but as far as Bruce, which is the port, we have a vista only over there.
And we do have challenges with regard to utilities, not only rates, but also infrastructure. And one of the things this process is going to do is clearly once and for all also identify for us what the real natural gas supply issue is. And I think that you will hear as those results are achieved that we're going to need to do a Columbia Basin effort in order to address increasing natural gas supply while simultaneously investigating some new opportunities, such as the Silex Corporation created by Avista, that does liquid natural gas storage on site. So we need to address a number of those things. We won't have any control over the utility set rates because of the Washington Utility Commission really is the one that controls that. It would be great if we had hydroelectric power in Adams County, but it's not available to us, so we have to find other ways to be competitive.
I had a chance to talk to Jack Boyd on the phone really quick one day when I was at the office with Stephen, and he emphasized to me that he is a brick and mortar type of a person. Once he starts on a project, he wants to see the results. He expressed interest in Adams County. He feels that this is a good, we have good potential. We have a lot going on the north of us and on the south of us. And he feels this is a good region to get into. And I think that with Jack's proposal, and he did us really good on his proposal too, from what he normally charges other people.
The original proposal was for $95,000, and that is his standard billing rate for these exact services. And I went back to Jack and I said, we're talking about one of the smallest counties in Washington State, with a collective group of leadership that has never embarked on a project like this. It's going to be stunning, whatever the dollar amount we ask for. Can you sharpen your pencil? He did that and came back to us with a much better agreement.
Any further comment, Council? Steve, I just, I want to say that I know that in order to move Adams County, Othello, Ritzville, Washtenaw, Lind, Hatton forward, we can do much better collectively than we can individually. And one of the things that I like about this proposal is this is a collective buy-in already from the organizations who should be putting in money, the Economic Development Council, the county, the cities, and so, and the Port of Othello. And one thing I would say though is that I think in reading this agreement, what he's doing is he'll bring them here. Still going to be up to us to make a deal.
That's exactly right.
And we need to be ready.
One of the things that Jack and I spoke about today is preparing the team. And when Jack is in Adams County in the next 6 months, I'm proposing that we initially start with a mayor's luncheon with Jack for him to be able to talk to the mayors about the best practices for preparing your town councils and your city councils for this process, and understanding how intricate and slow economic development can be at times and how exciting it can be at other times, which requires a responsive council. I think that's important. When the final results and the assessments are done, it'll be my proposal that we host a dinner to present the results, one of which we will invite all of the full city councils, the port commissioners, and the county commissioners to attend, hosted by the Adams County Development Council, so that all of the results can be shared collectively with you. The other piece, Mayor Logan, is he has the ear of the national industry media. The results of this work in Adams County will be published nationally, and the more exciting his findings, the much broader the width and the breadth and the national media we will get. He can walk into the Seattle Times and have an audience with the Seattle Times editorial board with a simple phone call on his way over. So I know that he's done it before. I've vetted the amount of press that he generates for projects, and I just believe we have an opportunity, really an exciting one, for the entire team.
Very good.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you. Pat, do you have anything you want to add?
No, just really want to, I guess, show support from the Adams County Development Council that we are behind 100% to support.
Okay. Spencer, you want to speak to the council about how we would fund this?
Yeah, there. Just stand up.
We have a couple different options. If this is $10,000, we can look at the different funds that would benefit from this extra growth in the county, and we can justify those funds spending the money or their portion of the $10,000. So I have the general fund, obviously that one would benefit. The street fund would certainly benefit from added sales within the region. So we can break that $10,000 up a couple of times in the budget. The memo up here talks about the money coming from the 2014 year's budget. It's possible that we wouldn't get the invoice for this until 2015, in which case it would come out of the 2015 year budget. And if that's the case, which is likely, we can include that in an adjustment later on in the year. And so those are some of my thoughts.
So tonight, what kind of action would we want to take? A consensus of the council that you want to proceed, or do we want to take some action that we will commit?
Yes, Mayor, if you want to do this, you take action to commit, and we commit the funds. As Spencer said, we can find the funds, but so it's up to the council at this point. If you want to make someone wants to make a motion to commit $10,000 to this effort.
Out of the 2015 budget?
I think that's probably the safest course of action, Spencer, yes.
It's time I entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
We'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion?
That it be capped at 10.
It be capped at 10,000?
Yeah.
For 2015?
Yep.
Okay. And without coming back to City Council for further consideration if we wanted to go in a different round or a different direction?
Well, it all depends what they bring to the table between now and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Steve. Mm-hmm. You can add us to the list. The partners. All right.
Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. I'd like to move to item now 4.2, Tourism Fund Hotel Motel Tax. I believe the LTAC committee has met, and Spencer has a report.
So the lodging tax is a tax that's paid by the different hotels within the city. The tax goes up to the Department of Revenue and then comes back down to the city. Those dollars they're called a restricted revenue, which means they can only be used for very specific things. This particular pot of money can only be used for organizations or activities for purposes that promote tourism within the city, which bring people from outside of our community into our community, and they're going to be eating at our restaurants here, they're going to be staying at our hotels, so it promotes more growth here. Those dollars So those are those dollars. Locally, we have a lodging tax advisory committee that receives all of the different requests from a series of different organizations here. Those requests are considered, and that committee allocates the dollars in the way that they see best fits the model of promoting tourism within the city. That LTAC, as it's referred to, the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, is made up of five people. There's one council member. Two of the folks are from the hotel industry. They represent the payers of that tax, and two people represent the users of that tax, the organizations, these organizations that are allowed to use these dollars. So hopefully with using input from all of these sources, we can get a balanced opinion in what the best way to use these dollars is. So we have our 2014 allocation on the left side. We come all the way over to the column that has a yellow heading, and that's the recommendation from the committee for this year. There's some increases in some, there's some decreases in some, and again, these decisions were made based on who is really going to be bringing tourism. Who's going to be bringing people from outside of our city into our city?
There's also in the 2014 category here, America Fiesta Amistad. Initially, they didn't get anything in 2014. And on my spreadsheet, you can't really see it here, but that $2,000 right there is in red, and it's bold. So this is a dollar amount that was later in the year requested by America Fiesta Amistad. They requested it of the LTAC, and so this is a change that we can make in the 2014 budget also.
So we're going to give them $2,000 in 2014 and another $2,000 in 2015. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. If council says yes. So these are ultimately the recommendations. This leaves $40,000 in that fund that can be used throughout the year.
Just to clarify that. So if we're going to give them $2,000 in the year of 2014, that's already happened?
No, not yet.
Okay, so sometime before the 31st of December, we're going to give them $2,000, and then I'm going to give them another $2,000 next year, preferably before the event takes place?
After the event.
Okay, right after the event.
Yeah, all these dollars are on a reimbursement basis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they'll, in all actuality, next year, after their event, receive $4,000 from the city of Wofella?
They would receive $2,000 reimbursing expenses for 2014.
Okay.
Then $2,000 reimbursing expenses experienced in 2015, after the 15 event.
Now, did they have a Fiesta Amistad in 2014?
Yes.
In 2014, yes. In 2013, I think it didn't occur in 2013, which is why nothing was allocated in 2014 originally.
Okay.
The committee didn't want to allocate those funds when the event may not occur.
Okay. If the guy from the Fiesta Amistad's here, can he speak to the fact that when the $2,000 he receives before the 31st of December, will that go back into your checking account to be able to use for this year?
It will not be used for next year.
For next year, it'll be used for next year. Okay. So what I'm saying is that there'll be $4,000 available for the 2015 Fiesta Amistad, correct?
So it'd be $2,000 at the end of this year and $2,000 next year. Ultimately, it's on a reimbursement.
Let's have Emiliano. No? You want to come to the microphone, Emiliano?
I'm not happy to stand up, but
how these funds are distributed? The 2% is that American Fiesta Amistad has to spend that money first. Pay the radio advertisement, the papers, whatever advertisement it has to do. Then come back to City Hall and invoice everything that's paid out for advertisement. And then where this committee came from, I don't know, but they got a committee for that that decides whether or not that was valid or not, the invoices, or we look at it. Then we get reimbursed. But every event that we've thrown in the past 14, 15 years, that's the way we've done it. This is the first year that we've had so many stumbles, in this case, me, to get something done through City Hall. But that's usually, sir, the way it works. The event coordinator, or the event itself, pays the advertisement, the papers. Once it's done that, it has to come back to City Hall and render the invoices of what is paid out for advertisement.
Can I clarify a couple of things for you, Emiliano? They did make an application in 2013, this time a year ago, for funds for 2014. The LTAC committee elected not to fund them until they knew for sure they were going to have an event. they went ahead and had the event, and I believe he made a request as early as June, because, or July, to receive the $2,000 in 2014 so that he could use that funding to go forward with the event. However, the LTAC committee held him off until they just met a week ago. So this $2,000 is basically money that he really needed to run this year's event, and is now just getting reimbursement for expenses that he had paid to run this year's event. And he originally was requesting it back in June, is my understanding. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's how it played out?
Yes, correct.
And that's what this year's 2014, they finally said, okay, yes, the LTAC.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can't come to understand how the subcommittee, and I understand that the public wasn't there this time around. For some of you that showed up at the park, it wasn't there. But it is hard to compete with quinceañeras, weddings, and beer and free everything. We had a low attendance this year. It was not because 2013 Fiesta wasn't there. It was just that they showed up to where we had to entertain people that could go drink beer and free food, free everything. So obviously our attendance this year was kind of shallow. But in the past years, we really threw the house through the window, as the Mexicans say. We did good. We have done it real good in the past. With $2,000, folks, really, any of them, for what we do for the community, for what I've done in the past 15 years for this community, $2,000, seriously?
Well, we appreciate your effort on this and your additional information. Thank you, Emiliano. Does anyone else have questions for Emiliano?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, I think we understand the situation. What do we need to do now, Spencer?
With that, there's no motion required here. The bottom figure here, the sum of all the dollars here, $42,087, that's what's worked into our final budget ordinance document. That'll be up for your approval later tonight.
Okay. And then the $2,000 allocation for American Fiesta Amistad in 2014?
We'll include that in a budget amendment, perhaps December 8th, later in the year.
Okay, very good. Gina, did you want to make any comment since you sat on that committee?
Basically, since the Fiesta Amistad hadn't, our view of it was since they hadn't had a Fiesta for a couple of years before, or a year before, I don't remember what it was, we went off of what their advertisement, but their receipts that they had turned in for this year. So that's why it was set at 2,000.
Okay.
It can be adjusted. We could, you know, like I said, we could send it back to LTAC and we could readjust. I mean, you're gonna keep the bottom dollar the same. The other thing we could do is if you wanted to do a one-time adjustment of the ending balance, but that would mean that next year you would have a little bit of a shortfall there.
Council, what do you guys want to do? Or actually, you can make up your mind when we adopt the budget, but since it's on the table right now, let's just discuss it and finish it.
I think Fiesta is a pretty big event around here, and I'd like to see them get a little more than what they asked for. They're probably as big or pretty close to anything else on that list.
Okay.
You know, I just got a couple comments because I did notice that there is a couple groups on there that are receiving almost 100% more than what they did in the past. And I noticed there is one group that made a request that is not getting funded. Did they not meet the criteria?
No.
And that's distinguishing one.
No, they did not. Basically, that was the one when, and I believe that Penny said that when she came up and we discussed doing the advertisement it was like a wrap for the trailer, is a one-time thing because we really couldn't pay for the trailer out of tourism, and there really wasn't any other way that we could find that that really affected tourism.
So you like it as is? You want to send it back to the LTAC? Do you want to, because if you don't like it as is, we're going to have to send it back to the LTAC for further discussion. So, as Gina said, council?
I think we should send it back, but leave the bottom figure the same.
Okay. And what do you want them to consider? Changing?
Fiesta Amistad.
Increasing the Fiesta Amistad?
Yep.
Well, because there's no figure there to show what was actually allocated, or basically, then from what I understand, the allocation would be for funds that have already been spent. So if he has receipts that can show something more substantial than $2,000 that he could present to the LTAC committee to warrant getting more money.
Here, we're just talking about 2015.
Right, but that's a request. So that's a request for 2015.
He won't have receipts.
They gave him a request based on...
They already turned in the receipts. And the okay, receipts well, how's right before they were like 2058.
And that's for 2014. So yeah. We would have the $4,000, or if we increase it to three or four, whatever the LTAC suggests, that would be to reimburse expenses incurred in July of 2015.
So we could actually only raise $58 then. If you only had $2,058 worth of receipts, then they can only go up to what they spent, right?
No.
No, they didn't request any amount from the committee. It's just the committee has to have something to go by in order to make their decision on how much they're going to allocate to an individual group.
In other words, cap it at $3,500 or... Just put a number to it, increase it, or, I mean, what?
I'm trying to come up with a resolution, you know, but I think it needs to go back to the committee. The committee needs something more than just, I request $4,500.
Well, I think Emilio is a very honest person. Emilio, what do you think, you know, I mean, what's it take so you can put on an event like this? Comfortably, you know what I mean? Because it is a big event, you bring in quite a bit of people, it is a good thing for the community.
Every year, we fill out an application to request the 2% tourism money. Every year, we fill that out. We turn it in. With that application, there's a budget, okay, of where that particular petition for the money is going to go. There's a breakdown. There's 4 to 5 pages that I have to turn in. Taking me an hour and a half, 2 hours, which is not you guys' fault, I'm just going to slow with numbers, okay? I had to do it twice this year. Somebody lost the paperwork, I guess it's a deal. Anyway, when that is turned in, it's looked at by the financial officer, and now I guess we have a committee that also has to look at it. And I expect within a week or 2 weeks, I make a phone call and ask, did that application get accepted for, let's say, 2015. Yes, we looked at it, it's good. Oh, so we don't need anything? No. And this is basically every year. It takes place every year. So as far as I get lost not knowing what to do or where to turn my paperwork in, I seriously doubt it. I know where to go and who to go to. I've done this a few times. I've also fought tooth and nail to make it happen at times. because it got rubbed there for three, 4 years. After it's all done and set, they take it to the council. City Hall goes through the application, figures out whether or not American Fiesta Amistad can and cannot have what it's asking for. Sometimes it comes through, sometimes it don't. They give us what they call a 33% reduction or something or other. Let's just throw a number out there, $4,500. Well, you're going to get 42 this year. Well, next year I'll ask for 4,500. Well, you're getting 3,800 this year. But they'll let me know. They update me. Okay? As we move along through the year. Now that we got everything set up, again, the same routine. American Fiesta Amistad has to go out there and pay the advertisement. Keep all your paperwork because the financial officer is going to need those invoices. That's routine. They keep them, they lose them. I have to produce them or go after the advertisement people that sold them to me and get another copy and turn it into the financial officer so he can have a copy of that.
Liliana, can I interrupt you for just a minute? John, was it your question that do they spend $2,000 or more in order to produce receipts? Is that your question?
No, it's not really a question, and just I believe we have to go back to the committee for reallocation of funds, but we have to have something to take to them. We have to have a reason.
Direction and or a reason.
A reason for the request. And if you say you put together a budget.
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you come before the committee and present yourself and your request?
I was here, yes.
To the committee?
Right. Not the committee, the LTC or...
The LTAC committee?
Yeah, no, not that committee. Not the subcommittee. No, I came to City Hall.
But we have forms that to apply, and those were all the groups submitted those to the committee. So nobody got to stand up and Gina... No.
Okay.
No, we just had the applications and...
Mm-hmm. Emilio, you mentioned a little bit ago that with the $2,000 wasn't quite enough. And that being not quite enough, in your head, what other things could you have done to better Fiesta Amistad, and how much money will that take?
Well,
I mean, you have an idea more or less, so we can toss that around.
Well, again, Mr. Garza, this is pretty hard for me without any paperwork in front of me, but I'll pick up my brain for a little bit, just for you now, okay? I go through, Mexican radios and American radios, and we advertise through there, okay? They gave me a number. It's a nonprofit organization. They gave us a break, okay? La Campesina in Pasco, there's no breaks there. First come, first serve. La Grande, Arayakima, same thing. $700 in Pasco, $600 in Yakima, $408 KWIQ, $390 KDRN, KBSN, about $350 at the Othello Outlook, and so on. Mr. Spencer here should have all those documents, the invoices rather, that I turned in.
I think, I know 2013 you didn't have the event. So in 2014 you had the event.
Yes.
And you kind of had a promise, but you kind of had the knowing that there was going to be some money available to you. And I could see where you kept your expenses probably down to under 2000 for 2014 for your expenses, not knowing your exact dollar amount that you're going to spend. I think that if we send this back to the LTAC committee, they could also take a look at your 2012 expenses and 2011 expenses and use those as figures to help with your budget for 2015.
That sounds fair, Mr. Johnson. That sounds pretty fair. I'm pretty good with my mind. I remember stuff, names, members a lot of times. And what it boils down to is that when I say $2,000, you can't do much. That's what I meant, you know. And without the paperwork, the invoices that I turn in at the City Hall in my hands, it's pretty hard to tell you what it took. And I still owe, not American Fiesta Amistad, no, Emiliano Martinez, present here, Emo, owes a gentleman out of Moses Lake for repairing some of the banners, which I did not include and will not. Not for this year. The banners need to be replaced. But anyway, the invoices should be at City Hall with Mr. Williams here. Correct? We haven't lost the application for 2015, have we?
We've never misplaced any of the documents you produced to the city.
Why did I have to fill out another application then this year for 2014? Any other questions?
No, thank you for your clarification and update. Appreciate that.
Anytime.
Yeah. Council? So is it the recommendation of the council to go back to have the LTAC committee go back and review the request again?
Once they've gotten the information as Ken Johnson, as Ken asked for.
Mm-hmm. Which was the
their budget from 2012 and 2011.
And 11. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're clear on that, everyone? All right. Move on to item 4.3 on our agenda, ordinance to adopt the ad valorem property tax. Spencer?
We have, every year we need to accept the amount of property taxes that the city has allotted. That we work closely with the county assessor in valuing the property here. They give us the valuations and the total dollars of property tax that we can collect from those valuations. We recently received the total dollar amount that we are allowed to receive this year. It's $1.5 million. And I've prepared the ordinance that you as the council can pass and accept all of these dollars. And these are the dollars that our budget is based on. So at this time, it's the recommendation of staff that this ordinance is accepted.
Council? Entertain a motion to approve the ad valorem tax ordinance for fiscal year 2015.
Make that motion.
I'll second.
Is there any questions of Spencer? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Spencer.
Yeah.
Item 4.4, ordinance to adopt the capital facility plan for 2015 through 2020. Spencer?
I'm going to sit down because I need to work a couple spreadsheets with the computer here. The last time we met, we reviewed the capital facility plan and we had a public hearing where we discussed what we were going to include in our capital facility plan. Just a brief review, our capital facility plan is a tool that we can use when we're building our budget. It looks out 6 years, so this plan is from 2015 all the way to 2020. And we can look at the expenses, so you can see 2020 up there. The expenses and the projects that we put on this are ones that we can use to make sure the budget that we're building isn't just a one-year budget, but it's one that is also looking out in the future. We have a couple things on here. At our last meeting, we talked about funding one police car this year and three next year, and then going on with regular two police vehicles every year. That was early in the meeting. Later in the meeting, we decided to fund two police cars out of the 2015 year. So I left this as though we were going to fund 2222 going out for future years. So that's this $90,000 that you see up there. Further down, we have the other projects, the park and rec projects. We have our street project, First and 14th Avenues, $2.7 million. Further down, we have our utility funds, water, sewer, solid waste. And in our water, we have our well 9, and then building out in the future years, either well 10 or another water treatment facility. So at this time, I've worked up an ordinance that includes these dollars, and this ordinance includes or is a result of all the conversation that we've had as a council. And it's my recommendation that we pass this ordinance establishing the capital facility plan.
Okay. The capital facility plan is part of the budget process. It's a guiding document forcing us to look forward into budgeting certain items. It is not a cast in stone document, therefore it could be subject to change based upon priorities of the council and funding of the city. So Spencer has helped us put this together to lay this out. We had quite a discussion a number of times about this, including at our last meeting. At this time, he's recommending that we adopt this five-year capital facility plan as part of our 2014 budget process. So at this time, I'd entertain a motion to...
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Gina. Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion about the five-year capital facility plan of the City of Buffalo? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Spencer. Now we're going to move on to item 4.5, ordinances to amend the Othello Municipal Code, chapters 3.02 and 3.03 regarding the utility tax fund. Spencer?
So in our budget, we have a utility tax fund where we collect our utility tax revenues. The dollars in this fund have two rules on it imposed by the city council. The first is 50% of these dollars are automatically transferred over to the general fund for use for the general purposes of the city. The remaining 50% are left in that fund for capital projects, $25,000 or more. Last year we made an adjustment to this ordinance where we changed the 50-50 split to a 60-40 split, and at our last meeting we discussed the possibility of making a similar arrangement for 2015. We had a couple other items for the police department that we wanted to fund, and in order to do that we had to transfer more dollars over from the utility tax fund. So that breakup ends up being 56.5% for 2015. I prepared two ordinances that are to that effect. The municipal code addresses the 50-50 split in two different places. That's the reason for the two different ordinances. And at this time, there is, let's put to you as the council to approve these two ordinances.
Thank you, Spencer. This is where we discussed at the city council meeting the allocation as an ordinance is needed to be amended. And so is there any questions of Spencer from the council with regard to the action we're about to take? Okay, I'd like to, Catherine, do you believe we should do this in one motion, or should we adopt these ordinances separately?
Separately.
Thank you. At this time, I entertain a motion to adopt or amend OMC Chapter 3.02 regarding the utility tax fund.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion is made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This time I'd entertain a motion to amend Othello Municipal Code Chapter 3.03 regarding the utility tax fund as presented by Spencer.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Moving on to item 4.6, public hearing on the 2015 budget. Read our public hearing procedure. Please bear with us as we progress through the legal and technical aspects of this public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:59 p.m. and is being held to receive a staff report and receive public comments on the city's 2015 budget. This budget hearing, or this public hearing, is required by state law. The 2015 budget has been developed, and I will now ask the finance officer, Spencer Williams, to present a report.
So this has been a long process this year. I think it's a long process every year. It's probably supposed to be that way. This year, we started in September with the department heads building expectations to finish out the 2014 year, and then we can use those expectations to help us start to build a budget for 2015. So we started with the departments, the department heads. From there, we moved to a series of council budget committees. And in each one of those committees, we reviewed each one of our budgets line by line, considering increases and decreases and the goals of the city for 2015. Tonight we have, I prepared a very truncated version of that budget. It shows the general, or the funds, the beginning balance, the revenue, the expense, and the estimated ending fund balance for each one of the funds within the city. There was just a couple of things I was going to mention here, some large changes from 14 to 15. And the general fund, you can see that one's up a bit. A large portion of that is for the skate park. There's $200,000 that we've allotted that we've been saving for a few years. So that's in our 2015 budget. We also have a new SRO, school resource officer, and a new dispatcher that we're planning on hiring for the 2015 year. In our street fund, there's obviously quite a big jump here from June to almost $4.4 million. The biggest change here is the 1st and 14th Avenue projects. We have about $2.3 million in grant money that is coming for those projects, then a local match of $400,000. So that's a large portion of the change there. If we scroll down just a little bit, we have our water fund. This year we're planning on finishing up Well 9, so that's still up. Then down, if we have the rest of the funds here that you can see on your tablets. The very last, we have our utility funds here, water, sewer, solid waste funds. With our water fund again, we're planning on finishing Well 9 and moving ahead with that for the new year. And then in the solid waste funds, solid waste utility fund, we have the $55,000 for the alley approach improvements that are a direct result of the work from that fund. With that, this is the budget for your consideration.
Thank you, Spencer, for that presentation. Now, I will ask for public testimony, questions, or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After you've been acknowledged, please come to the microphone, state your name and address for the record. You'll be allowed up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Michael Crozier.
My name is Michael Crozier, and I live at 625 11th Avenue North. After looking over your budget, noticeably absent from your list of capital projects is the list of ADA issues you intend to resolve. I see no line item for the approximately 157 cited defects that occurred in the construction on Main Street. That's a project that we just finished. Does this mean that the council wishes to continue these manufactured under the Main Street project architectural barriers as ongoing discriminations against the handicapped, disabled people of our community and their access to public facilities contrary to federal regulation. To put a point on it, there has been a set of regulations in place, though not observed by the City of Othello since 1973. Since 1973, the city has refused to comply with these regulations. In some cases, senior officials have conspired to subvert them intentionally. So we have 41 years of intentional discrimination. When does the government intend to cause this to cease? Recently, we discovered that from 2006 to 2012, the city increased their investment fund and their cash on hand in a time of nationwide economic depression by $10 million. While our citizens were suffering, the city doubled its investment account and its cash on hand, according to its own figures, through failing to deliver goods and services it previously needed for the tax monies paid. Why not deliver some of these sorely needed services by demolishing some of these intentional architectural barriers? Why not take a half a million of this extra money acquired during the late depression and cease the ongoing policy, pattern, and practice of intentional discrimination? I have some figures here. Spencer furnished me last March. That's from leftover from last year. And as you can see, that's the increase. So, I'm sorry. Got to have a screen. I'll ask for the other. Those were all plotted out from Spencer's data that he provided me last March when we got involved in this ADA issue. So the claim that the city doesn't have the money to take care of these problems is totally without merit. And the fact that no line item exists in the construction fund or in the park where the mayor has promised us that the sidewalks would be replaced, we have no visibility of that. So we would like you to fund a program of remediation of this that you're required to do under federal law. Thank you.
Do you want me to respond?
Wade, do you want to respond?
Well, as Mr. Kozier is aware, we did do the survey on our own volition because... I was saying, as Mr. Crozier is aware, we did do a survey, as he quoted. The next step in that process is to come up with a plan, an action plan, to meet those or to try to mediate those ADA issues. We have not completed that plan yet. Once we complete the plan, then we'll start looking at the budget. We'll hopefully can start some of that this year, once we complete that plan. And we will work with Spencer and work with, obviously, the council as we identify those projects that need to be remediated first and come up with the money. So we were not ready for that when the budget was put together. So once we had that, then we'll get that done.
Thank you.
Good.
So if you're intent to amend the budget partway through the year once this is all done?
If that's what it takes, yes. If it takes till waiting for 2016, we'll have to do that. But hopefully we can start this project this year.
Well, actually, taking a look at that and roughly estimating it, which I have great experience in doing, I've seen that that's going to cost several million dollars. So I would ask that we set $300,000, $500,000 aside so you have money already budgeted and then you decide what it is you're going to fund in terms of the product.
Thank you for your suggestions. Okay. Is there any other further public comment? Sean Bates?
Again, for the record, my name is Sean Bates. I live at 1156 East Juniper Street. And I wish I would have went first, because we didn't even talk about this together today. But a lot of my comments are going to be kind of a repeat. This great big book that I brought is the copy of the City of Othello ADA Sidewalk and Ramp Survey that was just completed by our engineering company. And I'm pretty sure most everybody here has had an opportunity to look at this, but for those of us in the audience here, there are three pages on this great big book. All of these yellow lines are cross slope on sidewalk, 2% maximum measurements or more. And this sea of yellow is page one of 2.5 pages of defects on our sidewalks on just Main Street alone, from 1st Avenue through 14th Avenue. As long as we're doing show and tell, here's the second page. And the top half of this page is Main Street. Okay. So to my comments, I did see $150,000 for new bathroom facilities, and my comments addressed this, not having seen those figures in the previously presented stuff. So I'm just going to read through my comments. We do not see in the budget for 2015 any dollars allotted for fixing any ADA deficient structures or sidewalk approaches. City Engineering Company just completed survey of sidewalk corners, ramps, and approaches all over our town, and there are several defective areas identified directly affecting quality of life for our wheelchair-bound citizens and also blind persons like my mother and mothers with young children pushing strollers. The improvements needed seem not to be addressed at all, and the federal law regarding the Americans with Disabilities Act state what improvements need to be made. In our recent Main Street project, several items were built in a manner out of compliance with the ADA code. Examples of this defective and deficient kind of work are found all around our city, which were completed in the past few decades, and yet do not comply with the standard construction specifications in effect at the time of the work being accomplished. I implore you, the elected members of our community, to please stop and thoughtfully consider what you're doing. It looks like council is going to miss out on the opportunity to include handicapped and disabled persons from being able to use the facilities and infrastructure they also pay taxes to use and enjoy. What is the intention here? That's my question. If the intention was and is to include all of the citizens and not just the able-bodied, then I ask you all to take the budget back to the table for a little more consideration and include some monies for improvements that will benefit us all. We have a wonderful new handicapped accessible toilet facility at Kiwanis Park. We need a couple of those at Lions Park, too. This last August, when we held the fiesta, I had the opportunity to ride an electric wheelchair and see for myself what it's like to try to navigate the facilities we have at Lions Park. Even though there were handicap accessible portable toilets ordered in for the event, the wheelchair I was on was not able to have the door closed behind it when the handicap stall was entered. Had I been handicapped myself, I would not have been able to have the privacy needed inside a restroom facility because the door was propped wide open due to the stall not being able to fit the large size wheelchair inside the portable toilet. The reason a portable toilet was needed was because the restroom at the park has walls that block wheelchair access to the inside of the restrooms, so folks can't get in there with the larger size wheelchair. The only other toilet facility at Lions Park is at the ball field, and the access to get into that one is a real pain in the neck. Plus, some soul blocked the door open with a steel garbage can, which was an impediment to navigation. I'm a grown man with some strength. Imagine a little girl like Stephanie Bagwell. A lot of you know who she is. She stands about
1 minute, Sean.
4 foot tall. Trying to access the bathroom in an electric wheelchair, trying to deal not only with a heavy garbage can in her path, but also dealing with a heavy steel door to open and push past and enter into the facility. With all the obstacles we have in this instance, she might not make it in time. What I'm proposing is that we get with the program, the ADA program. It's been on the books for more than 4 decades, and our town has given only a token of attention to fixing the problems that can make the quality of life better, not just for the wheelchair-bound, but for all of us. This is a moral outrage that we have the ability to rectify, but we need to be intentional and make these things a part of the budget process. If I'm wrong about these types of improvements not being included, then I'd be happy to see the proof. And I ask you to postpone accepting this budget until it has some serious consideration for ADA improvements included. We owe ourselves a community with facilities and infrastructure that we can be proud of and that all of us can use. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. I think, as Wade mentioned before, with regard to, we just received the inventory from the engineering firm last month, and we intend to put together a process to begin to address those issues. And so we appreciate your input into the matter, your desire to see the city move in that direction. And of course, much of that is dependent upon the action of the Othello City Council and staff. So we appreciate those comments and thank you. Is there any other further public comment on the budget? Okay. Do any of the council members have comments or questions at this time on our budget?
I got one.
Yes.
On our First Street project, does that not include sidewalks? That has sidewalks in it, doesn't it? Our First Street project, doesn't that take care of some of the sidewalks down there?
You make a good point, Councilman, that the First and 14th Street projects will take care of some of the issues, but those were already budgeted, and as we're well aware of, anytime you do a new street project, it's supposed to be ADA compliant. So yes, to answer your question, yes, it will.
I think it's important to note the city is not ignoring it. We did do a budget. I mean, we did allocate a budget towards an engineering study. The city in its future projects is continuing to address new construction areas. And so going back, which I believe the majority of your Michael and Sean's comments are addressing what is already existing at from previous projects, some of which may be 40 or 50 year old. That is something that we are going to address and talk about when we put together our action plan. Okay, is there any other questions, council, that you guys have regarding the 2015 budget? I have one question, and that's going back to the adoption when, and it's to Spencer. Spencer, when if we adopt this budget here as presented, does the lodging tax, are those specifically each one of those groups and their dollar amounts, is it adopted with those dollar amounts to each particular group? Or is this budget just adopting that line item with the agreement that we're going to fund them at the at a particular rate? I mean, that's kind of, it's a little fuzzy on that. So can you clarify?
Yeah, so this is a copy of our final budget ordinance. The Tourism Fund 114 here has $42,087, which was the sum of all those contributions, yeah. The total. So if you want to go ahead and adopt this tonight as is, it can be with the stipulation that we're going to meet with the LTAC again and review those allocations of that dollar amount.
And that would be the proper way to go forward.
That would be fine.
Okay. All right. That was all I had. Anybody else?
Just a quick comment. I believe it was mentioned about the new bathroom that we had in the budget that we put in down in Kiwanis, and we were looking to put one in Lyons. I believe this year we forewent the bathroom in order to fund our new police chief some of the equipment and staff he needs. And we are going to include that bathroom in the 2016 budget.
Thank you for the clarification. All right. At this time, I'll now close the public hearing regarding the 2015 budget at 8:18 p.m. And now we have before us a 2015 budget ordinance. And Spencer?
So we've come to the end of a long road here. We have our final budget ordinance that includes all of the discussions and all the recommendations and all the yeses and nos from the council, from the department heads, from the council at the committee level also. And it's now the recommendation of staff and committee that you pass the budget for, accept this ordinance, passing the budget for the 2015 year.
Okay. Council, you have before you the 2015 budget. You've all worked on it. You've all had comments. At our last workshop and council meeting, we finalized different aspects of it, red zone items and such. In committee, we went through, as Spencer explained, every line item that was going to be a part of this budget. And so now you have presented the body of work that's been done faithfully by Spencer, Wade, and each of the department heads, and by you in committee. So knowing all that, having all that information in front of you, we have a budget. We have an ordinance to adopt this budget as we're required to by law. At this time, I'd entertain a motion, and we can have discussion after we have the motion.
I move to adopt the 2015 budget as presented.
Second.
Wasn't there going to be a stipulation about the reallocation of the tourism fund?
I believe that Spencer said that the only thing in the budget is the bottom line. We can send that back to the OPEC.
They're not going to ask for it. They don't go over that 42087. Yeah. They can move that money around however they want.
Okay. All right. Very good. Discussion. Anybody think any of the council members want to say, either to the newspaper or to the public, about this budget? I think it's a good budget. Mm-hmm. I think it's addressing a lot of issues. I wish we had a lot more money to address more. There's specifically specifically the projects with the skate park being developed this next spring, the First Avenue street project, the 14th Avenue street project, which I will say to you that there's going to be more further consideration on that 14th Avenue. There's coming back to the council here next month. There is a strong message that I believe this council is sending not only our new police chief but this community, that we intend to police our town. We support the effort that Police Chief Phil Shank has begun to implement in this community, and with regard to the police force fighting crime, it's just been we need to give him the tools to do the job. I think that there's been a lot of consideration. You guys are all aware of all of this, but I just am saying it again, mainly publicly. There are some items that Mr. Crozier mentioned, sidewalks in the park. It's actually the new walking path. We do have considerable budget to redo that, to redo the walking path in Lyons Park, and that will alleviate a lot of the bumps and the different things that were a problem. We still have more to do, and we intend to do them, but I like this budget. I appreciate all the council's work, all the staff's work to help us bring us to this point. Is there anything else anybody wants to add to that?
Pretty much covered it.
Okay.
Motion's been made and seconded.
So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.8, resolution to surplus property. Debbie?
Thank you, Mayor. What we presented to the council is a resolution to declare the old holiday tree that we would place out in the lobby as surplus. The tree was approximately 15 years old. It has really no value at this time and needs a lot of care, needs a lot of repair. So we have purchased a new tree, and we'd like to have council just approve the resolution to declare it surplus at this time, and we'll just start all over again.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks.
Council, questions?
Are we surplusing this to the garbage or what? I mean, if it's not repairable.
It has no residual value.
She didn't say it was unrepairable. She just said it didn't have any value.
After 15 years, I don't think, believe it had residual value.
We were approached today by one of the churches. They may be interested in working with it for about a year to see if they can get it put back together and use it.
Good. Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution.
Make that motion.
Second. We have a motion made second to adopt a resolution to surplus the old holiday tree. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business that needs to come before the council tonight? New business. Is there any new business that the council would like staff to research and prepare for our next meeting?
Yes.
Mark?
Utility tax.
Okay.
I talked a little bit with Spencer and I believe you did too. Like to set up a meeting and we'll talk about that.
Okay, I think. The recommendation Spencer gave me was that we would, the finance committee would take that up next year at our first finance committee meeting. When is that scheduled? Do you know, Spencer?
They're just scheduled on an as-needed basis.
I would think that the next meeting we need to discuss the utility tax fund and how we account for it, maintain it, and operate via our ordinances. Okay. So that's what we'll prepare and be ready for at our next meeting. Is there anything else? Any other new business? Okay, I have a couple of things. I'd like to appoint a council committee to review the approximately 8 engineering RFQs that we received for engineering services. Do you have a list? We received proposals from those groups above, and so I'd like to appoint a committee including staff, myself, and 3 council members to review those RFQs, select a top 3 or a top 2, and conduct interviews and according to the state auditor's office, we should do this every several years. And so that's what the process we're going through, right? Is that correct, Spencer? So is there anybody here that is interested in serving on that committee? Gina, Mark, and John. Okay. Is that probably anybody else real excited about being on there? Do you have the time commitments? Okay. All right, Mark, John, and Gina will be a member of that committee. I think we'll notify you when the first walkthrough of all these applications. I think they're lengthy and they're so it's going to take some time commitment. I would anticipate that our first walkthrough is going to be sometime next week after the holiday. Okay. Our Shop with a Cop program is December 20th. That's an annual event. They come after they shop, they come back here, wrap presents. Council's welcome to come, attend, help. It's been a very successful program. Phil, this is his first year in Othello. You're going to get to see firsthand how much fun that can be. Debbie notified me that the program is going to continue again to accept children's hats, gloves, scarves for the Othello Community Basket Program. As the new tree arrives and we put that up, members of the public are invited to put their old hats, gloves, and scarves. And what about coats? No coats? And coats? Yeah, very good. Okay. And then there was one other item, and that is our regular city council meeting on Monday, December 22nd. We've now adopted a 2015 budget. We're going to have items on our workshop and items on our first council meeting on December 8th. Is the council still want to continue and have a meeting on the 22nd? Or do you want to think about that and we'll discuss it later? But we do have to notify the newspaper if we intend to cancel a meeting on the 22nd.
I believe traditionally we have usually, unless we've had a budget that hasn't been passed yet, we usually cancel that one.
Is that what your recollection is, Ken?
In the past, we have, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that okay? You want to wait on that decision? Okay. You want to wait? No, you don't want to wait. We want to cancel?
No. I don't want to cancel it.
You don't want to cancel it? Okay. Anybody else?
We got to make it up.
No, we don't.
Okay, why don't we, you want to discuss it right now, or do you want to discuss it at our next one?
See what there is. I mean, if there's...
If there's some items to... Okay, that probably makes more sense. We don't know what's going to happen over the next month. Right. And so let's make that decision at our meeting on December 8th. Okay?
Sounds good.
Sound good? Yeah. Very good. Okay, let's move... I don't have any other new business. Let's move to item 7, executive session, potential litigation, 7.1. This time I'd like to enter into executive session and have Wade remain. And I would anticipate Catherine, how long? 15, 20 minutes?
15 minutes.
15 minutes? Okay. So if the staff would please prepare the... is now... We reconvene this meeting at 8:54 p.m. Having concluded our executive session, no action will be taken at this time. Item 8 on our agenda is council will also receive department head October reports. And having no further business to come before the council, I adjourn this meeting at 8:54 p.m.